December 1st, Charles de Foucault, 1858 to 1916. While working in the North African desert after a dishonorable discharge from military service, Charles was impressed by the piety of Muslims and experienced a dramatic recovery of his Christian faith. He spent a number of years in a Trappist monastery before hearing the call to a new monasticism among the working poor. He said, "I no longer want a monastery which is too secure. I want a small monastery like the house of a poor workman who is not sure if tomorrow he will find work and bread, who with all his being shares the suffering of the world." Though Foucault died in solitude, the Little Brothers and Sisters of Jesus, inspired by his life and witness, have started communities of service among the poor and outcast throughout the world.
O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
May we cry the gospel from the rooftops, both with our words and with our lives.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars you have set in their courses,
what is man that you should be mindful of him?
The Son of Man, that you should seek him out.
You have made him but little lower than the angels.
You adorn him with glory and honor.
You give him mastery over the works of your hands.
You put all things under his feet. May we cry the gospel from the rooftops, both with our words and with our lives.
Charles de Foucault prayed, "Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. For whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me, as in all your creatures."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Sometimes, Lord, it takes witnessing another person's commitment for us to realize our own lack of faith. Open our eyes to learn, even from strangers who inhabit other faith traditions, what it means to be committed to you. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
A note on Advent. Advent meaning the coming is a time when we wait expectantly. Christians began to celebrate it as a season during the 4th and 5th centuries. Like Mary, we celebrate the coming of the Christ child, what God has already done. and we wait in the expectation of the full coming of God's reign on earth and for the return of Christ, what God will yet do. But this waiting is not passive waiting. It is an active waiting. As an expectant mother knows, this waiting involves preparation, exercise, nutrition, care, prayer, work, and birth involves pain, blood, tears, joy, release, community. It's called labor for a reason. Likewise, we are in this world pregnant with hope. And we live in the expectation of the coming of God's kingdom on earth. As we wait, we also work. We cry, pray, ache. We are the midwives of another world. Just as red, white, and blue have meaning in the world, as in these colors don't run, colors also have meaning in the church, though a different sort of meaning. Advent is often marked with purple, signifying royalty. In earlier times, purple often marked the coming of a king or Caesar, and often members of the royal family were the only people allowed to wear it. Many Christians celebrate Advent by lighting a purple candle each week for the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, and then lighting a Christ candle, which is usually white or red, on Christmas Eve. As you will note in the morning prayers, many Christians also remember St. Nicholas, who was a faithful man of God before he was a cultural icon. Today, the season between Thanksgiving and Christmas that many of us recognize as Advent is the biggest frenzy of retail spending. More than half of retail spending, hundreds of billions of dollars a year, is spent as we celebrate the birth of the homeless Son of God in that stinky manger. And he only got 3 measly presents. One of them was myrrh. What baby wants myrrh? But hundreds of Christian congregations are now rethinking the Advent season as a time for compassion rather than consumption. Check out adventconspiracy.org.